Genetic modification of seeds and plants is a subject that often seems to bring the best from science, but the worst of emotions from those who either don't understand it or choose to ignore scientific fact in order to further an activist agenda. There's some concern lately as to whether bills introduced this year in both the Florida House and Senate to force food labeling about GMO products may be an attempt to grow publicity for a movement that has yet to take hold in the minds of mainstream Floridians. On the House side, the measure appears dead at this point due to lack of interest legislatively, according to House State Affairs Committee Chairman Jim Boyd.
I don't think there's much traction this year. It's an area of interest for some. I don't think the level of that interest has increased dramatically here in Florida at this point. I suspect it'll be something in the years going forward we'll have to address and look at, but I don't see much activity along those lines this year.
But even though the GMO issue appears to be dead in the Florida House already this year, the Senate sponsor and others in the anti-GMO movement continue to pressure the Senate Agriculture Committee to agenda the item for whatever reason. When pressed this week as to whether he may provide committee time for the topic, even in light of the non-action in the House, Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Bill Montford from North Florida remains somewhat unclear on his intentions.
I think the whole GMO issue is one of the least understood issues that we're facing. It's not just a matter how simple it is just to list the ingredients or something. It's far more complicated than that. And the approach that I've taken is a cautious one, and that is, let's get the facts together. Let's find out what we're doing, and let's make sure that when we agenda, we have the facts before us, and we can make a very informed decision. This is not a time to get up and have a lot of discussion that is not fact-based. This is too important. The whole GMO issue is too important than to go into it without a full knowledge of the facts. And so my opinion is we need to get the facts on both sides of the issue so we can make a good sound decision when that time comes.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Gary Cooper.